make my life exciting. Bam, see you stand. Body always.
Hey, Art and Labor Heads. This is OK Fox coming to you with a dispatch with my friend Blake Andrews, who went super viral on X the Everything app with their game Horse Race Tests. That is, I guess, less of a game and more of a weird horse betting pool and Yuri factory. And we get into it, all of that and more. And I just wanted to say at the top that you can support Blake by wishlisting their game on Steam called Smush Boys, and I'll put a link for that in the show description. And you can follow Blake at Snakes Andrews, and you can support our show at patreon.com/artandlabor. Appreciate anything you can put in. It would help to make the show more regular if we could get those numbies up, but I know everyone's numbies are bad and getting worse, myself included. But enjoy this interview with Blake. They're a really talented game maker who has been in the New York DIY games scene for a long time, and done just so many cool arcade installation type stuff and weird jams and wonderful, really cool stuff. So if you're not familiar, definitely get familiar, because you know me, I don't like a lot of gamer culture or online culture, but the stuff that Blake does and the communities that they're part of are, I consider, also my communities, and very grounded to our local scene here in the general Bushwick border zone in greater New York City area. So stoked to talk with them and have a little dispatch for you guys. Hope to be more regular about recording weird stuff like this, and thanks for your support. Bye.
I think Harmony Crane is cool.
Leave it in.
I'm leaving it. Oh my god. We should talk about that. No, we don't have to. We don't have to, but fuck Harmony Korine. Hey everyone, welcome back to Art and Labor. I'm here with a very special guest. That's right. The HRT King himself. Horse Race Tests champ. Video game maker for many, many years, amazing artist, Blake Andrews is here with me at Intercom's backyard.
Hello. Oh, maybe I should. Okay. I am they then.
Oh. We restart. You've told me that before. No, I mean, this is a good learning experience. I can leave
it
in.
A lot of people on the internet.
Don't.
Do you think? I took it off my bios and stuff because I was like, I don't really remember why.
Because of the anti-woke uprising. No, I apologize for misgendering you. Okay. And I'm going to leave it in as a learning experience, as a struggle session.
Oh, no.
No. I don't mind. But when it comes to royalty, what royalty do you identify as?
My name on the thing is Master.
And Master, that's right.
There's something that feels... there's a monarchy involved.
Yes.
In that, I think. There's some element.
It's like actor. It's technically gendered, but it is more neutral.
But yeah, I think I mostly like it. The male stuff is scary, and right. I like that there's a scary imposing scary male vibe over
right.
something that a lot of people, you know, there's like a large trans community over this yes. thing, and it just has, I'm like the villain
right.
of it,
right?
And I would say my internet persona is male presenting in a way that is purposeful and antagonistic.
It's like a, yeah, it's like, I mean, that's what's fun about, you know, I'm also like I'm a recovering he, they. I'm now mostly he, or I also use here pronouns, which I love.
I like
I love a dumb, crazy neo pronoun. and I love, especially in the Trump era, like, going more woke, going
yeah,
like
yeah,
double
yeah,
and triple
yeah.
down on woke.
I'm here for. yeah. I'm here for.
You're
it.
Here for it.
Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
I love that. You know, with my name being okay too, it's like already, it's like people are want to do puns, they want to do wordplay.
I'm, you know, there's an element where I'm just like, I have to turn it off, or else we'll get bad.
I know, but it is fun. Blake is a very masterly name too. I feel like it's
oh,
very
yeah.
young master Blake.
Yeah, there's like a there's a fiefdom involved yeah. in I think all of these different things.
But you could try to be mistress for a day and see how you feel.
That's true. I'll try it, and then I'll change,
let me know how it goes.
I'll do a different Snapchat filter to my face to
yes.
to really just like. I'm just going to get a little cunty with these teens.
Well, I mean, okay, so to get right into horse race tests, I do, there's this, for weirdos who listen to my show who aren't Twitter addicts, which I don't know, I don't believe you, but Blake's game, horse race test, got super viral, and it's a very simple game that, what's the program you made it in?
It's Click Team Fusion 2.5, so if you're familiar with Five Nights at Freddy's or Baba Is You or Pizza Tower, it's the same engine that, or it's like the same, you know, type of software. It's like the same company.
Right.
But they're all like, I think Five Nights at Freddy's might have been Multimedia Fusion 2 or something, but that's getting into the weeds of
right,
all
right.
this stuff. But it's all like similar. It stems from this thing called Click and Play for Schools, which is this educational software. And I guess I could get into it, but it's like, a lot of this stuff stems from, like, when I started making games on this website called Glorious Trainwrecks, which is where I kind of got my start, and a lot of other cool people got their start there. Like, the Catamites was there a bunch when he was making, like, 50 Short Games and things like that.
Love Catamites.
Yeah, Sylvie. I found out about it from Anaanthropy.
Yes.
So it's just, like, this, like,
so
kind of...
I feel like that's
kind of
how we got, like, brought in the same circles, because when I was an undergrad, I invited Anaanthropy as like a special speaker at a zine fair that
was
running there. And I got interested in that like DIY games community to see like how to integrate, like, cause I was a printmaker in school and I'm very interested in DIY publishing. And like, so how do we extend that to video games and keep it in this more autonomous realm? And like her book about that.
Yeah.
Like
Rise of the Video Game Zine Series. That's how I found out about that community. And
yeah,
I feel like that's what's so cool about that specific website, is because it's so community run. It's not like, you know, for better or for worse, it's not like people are buying your games off the website. They're just downloading them onto their computer. There's not like much like control over everything for better or for worse. I mean, there's like, you know, there will be like a neo-Nazi that will post some stuff and that'll get taken down. But I post some pretty crazy stuff on that website, and it's still up there for better or worse. If you want to download all my games and see everything,
the early stuff,
from like 2013 or something like that. But yeah, I've always been super interested in that. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm like a very old-headed internet person, where I'm like, I like the everything is just open and you can kind of do whatever you want. But I think that's also something where I like adapting to like the medium or something. And I've been addicted to posting on x.com, which is my favorite website.
Everyone's favorite. We all love it.
Yeah.
We can't get enough.
I can't get enough of it. And well, that was the thing, is like, I feel like I've been posting games on websites and things like that. And I'm just like, I like the idea of just getting a game to people as in front of their face as possible. So I feel like the horse races has been like, oh, I'm going to like kind of, I'm just going to use social media as my medium, right. as it were. Right. Because, yeah, it's just a game that exists as a video. Right. And there's no, I mean, I could release a downloadable one where you can make your own races and all this kind of stuff. But I feel like I'm uninterested in that because, I mean, I feel like I'm trapped in this weird situation where the most, like, I don't know, getting the most amount of people or, like, the most, like, you know, most people don't have a freaking PC that they can, like, download games on. They don't have the literacy to do that. Some people download something and on their computer it's just like, oh, yeah. it gives me an error. And I, like, do I right-click it to open and all this kind of stuff. So I feel like I like the idea of, like, just, like, minimizing all this stuff. Like,
it is such a simple concept. And, yeah. like, and people who can, who are illiterate in that stuff have made clones and, like, yeah. just are doing it.
Which is so cool. So, I love that people have just done
their Yeah, and that's what I was going to get at before was, like, it's, like, you, like, this whole community, like, has developed around horse race tests, and it's, like, really beautiful, and they've like claimed so much, and they're like, actually, it's Yuri, and you try to be like,
I think it's, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like a combination of Yaoi and Yuri. It's
yeah,
is it Yaori or Yaoi? It's one of these things.
Well, it's very gender neutral. It's new gendered. It's different.
Is. Well, I love the fights that happen about it online. That's like my favorite thing. And every now and again. I think people also don't realize my sense of humor, or maybe some of them do, but frequently I'll just...
They get there.
I'll misgender the horses, but... or I have my own headcanon right. for what the horses are.
I remember
are,
this, yeah.
But people seem to disagree with me on my own headcanon, which I like, and I just end up playing into it. And sometimes if I'm like, oh, I haven't gotten any... Like, I need some more engagement, I will just misgender... the horses and just to and like all the teens will just start screaming at me. Is my phone going off?
Wow. Uh-oh. All good. Here, I want me to pause.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
sure.
Gonna pause.
Yeah, so there we go.
And we're back. Art and labor, baby. Here with Blake Andrews of Horse Race Tests, and we're talking about the Yuri fandom and
Yuraui.
the Yuraui non-binary Yaoi Yuri. I feel this way because, you know, I do all this work about being a Fujoshi, and in Fujoshi it's the fans of Yaoi, and yeah. it means rotten girl. And there's also Fudanshi, which is rotten boy. But I identify as a Fujoshi, as a trans man. I am a rotten girl. Like, it makes more sense, actually.
Yeah.
So I do love playing with language and like and like talking through stuff, and like I like the sort of like conversations that like having different pronouns than you'd expect bring. And yeah, that is why I like leaving stuff like that in, because it's like that's part of life, that sort of uncomfortableness, or like having to teach each other what each other needs and stuff, I think is really beautiful. And like, and you have like a whole game that lends itself to that culture too.
Yeah.
And so of course like trans people have like picked up on it. I do think you benefited a lot from the algorithm of Twitter turning into X.
I think so.
Because that algorithm does want that type of sort of, like, it just feels like in line with like the kind of sports bettingification of America.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it like, and there are all these like evil paths you could have gone down with it.
It's kind of twisted.
Yeah.
Well, people frequently would ask me like to post horse race tests on Blue Sky, and I've always been really, I'm a very like, I like making something for specific, like I do a lot of arcade stuff, and I like making, oh, this is only arcade, I'm not putting this online, just tailoring it to that experience. Or I feel like horse race tests, I started making it for my friend's event, and then I posted it on Twitter, and I started to see that people were playing it online just from watching the video the same way I wanted people to play it in person.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to tailor it to the online experience. And people have asked me, like, oh, bring it to this or that platform. I posted, like, a compilation once on YouTube, but then I stopped doing that just because I feel like part of the experience of the game is just going into the comments and seeing everyone's reactions and, like, me trolling these teens.
And you've been doing that character on that platform this whole time, and it's hard to, like, take that context sort of out of it.
Yeah. It's also, well, Blue Sky, it's, like, I feel like when, like, all the, you know, when, I don't know, Elon started doing all this stuff to it and everyone exited to Blue Sky, it also, Blue Sky also became the, like, this is work. This is, like, all, because I work at NYU, and it's, like, all, like, my bosses.
Professionals.
Yeah, and I'm, like, I'm not going to joke around.
Liberal institution establishment, like.
Yeah.
And, like,
I can't have fun on this thing, you know?
And it feels better to force, like, to force something good into a right-wing, an algorithm that's more, like, overt. Because all of the algorithms are right-wing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's all just about, like, different types of liberal obfuscations to get us to believe that one is, like, better than the other. But it's, like, I just don't think it's possible. Like, I think probably the most decent one to use is Mastodon, actually.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you're going to make the argument for it. But it's... It makes sense to have, like, a weird trolly character on Twitter or X. Like, it makes sense to me.
There's also some element where, I mean, is it the best thing? I just like the idea of, like, going down with the ship that's sinking. Feels, there's something fun about that. I also like just posting, like, there was just a moment where people were just posting, like, horse Yuri. Like, there was, like, horse girl porn on Twitter, and it was my whole feed. And I'm like, there's some element where I love the idea of, like, invading. There's like an idea where I don't like keeping my work to just people that agree with me or things like that. I think that's what's fun about my audience, is even, like, the teens that like Horse Race Tests, a lot of them don't like me. They think I'm a dickhead. And I like just forcing, like, they have to interact with me. I like that it's, like, on this right-wing thing and people are upset. And I like that, like, there's this, like, other horse game, Uma Musume.
Yes.
And, like, all the fans of this, like, they're, like, these, like, gooners. They're, like, oh my God. I was getting, like, death threats for weeks. And I'm just like, hell, like, this is exactly... I'm not gonna get death threats on Blue Sky. Like, if they started sending me death threats, maybe I would move over. But I just like, I like the idea of making people, you know, I don't know, just like, you know, stirring the pot a little bit.
Yeah. Are you getting bit by mosquitoes? I feel bad. We should move.
I think I'm getting bit by a bunch of different things. Yeah, we can go inside.
Here, let's pause. Oh yeah, we need that new Zika. Give me the new one.
Yeah, I gotta get it on.
Give me the new MK Ultra. I need it.
It's being spread through mosquitoes.
And then you'll take the Harmony Korine.
I've gotten bit by that one a long time ago.
And now we can hear the nice music behind us. I wonder. I think it will pick up.
Can you actually hear it?
I think it is kind of picking up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay.
I'm just putting it closer to you. Yeah, I don't know. I love the Horse Race Test community, but why don't you talk... What's your new one? Squish Boy? What's it called?
Smush Boy.
Smush Boy.
It's actually a very old... So, I started on... This is another... Yeah, this is a game that... started as a commission for this thing called Play NYC, which is this thing where it's like kind of there's like some Microsoft involvement, and they're doing this, like, basically they always ask me, like, oh, do you want to have a booth? And I'm like, these cost so much money. I'm like a you know, non-commercial game developer, like, I'm not going to pay for this booth or whatever. So I would always say, like, can you actually pay me instead? And there was one year where they were like, okay, we have this grant, and it's called Graffiti Games. And basically the idea is, like, there's, like, underrepresented group that they wanted to target, and that year was like queer people, and they're like, oh, we see you're a they them in a queer relationship, well, let's give you like $1,000. So I was like, and then they were like, make a game about your experience. And I'm one of these people where I like, you know, I like to do things that are not exactly what people want me to do. So I was like, okay, like, I'm just gonna make this ridiculous Smash Bros clone. It's like a crappy, like, can I make Smash Bros. In a month? And then basically I was just like, almost like a Nathan Fielder, like, dumb Starbucks. I was like, okay, like, I want to just make Smash Bros. And then I was just like, okay, like, you'll have Gay Wario as a character in the game. And
Gay Wario is gay.
Well, he's always got the ladies around him.
True.
I think, so...
But that's his public persona. He's on the apps. He's on the cruising spots. He knows what's up. You can't wear a jean jacket like that and a little ponytail like that.
I think there's... So this is maybe the
horse... He looks like me.
This is the horse race test
thing. He's a trans man. That's why he got all the ladies.
Is Nintendo definitely... If you ask Nintendo, they would say absolutely not.
No, Nintendo, who famously fired queer employees for speaking out.
So this is the Wario that is canonically... You know, with Horse Race Tests, I'm like, you know, messing with what is the canonical thing and what isn't. But this is just... Gay Wario is the canonically gay Wario.
That's so awesome. It's of course, I was so stoked when you did... the Sonic Race test for the Sonic 6 Club.
I'm glad you had them,
because it's just so cool that it's like there's all these freaks around, like, we're all like came up in the same sort of area, and we're like we're responding to culture in really similar ways. It's really special.
The Eminem, I feel like the just seeing the Eminem drag is like
of course it's like we're claiming these props. And I've talked about this with Vape Kid Jr., who's another really great drag,
I love them,
drag performer. And like that, like when Vera Drew first did People's Joker, I was really early adopter. I was like, yes, I'm putting in the Patreon. Here's some footage of my show where I'm Sonic the Hedgehog as the Joker. And yes, queer people own everything.
Co-opting,
we own everything. Like, and the fandoms that we create around things, like, is what make culture. Like, straight people don't have culture. It's true.
It's true.
They don't have culture. All the culture that they love is queer. And they might not understand that fully, and they might repress a lot of things, but it's like, it's just the way it is. So it's like, I was making all this work about the green M&M, and then Tucker Carlson had a meltdown about the redesign.
So good.
Just like me and all my gay friends also had a meltdown about the redesign.
I was like, I'm on the same page as him.
It's like so funny.
For once.
And the Chiron, I made a lot of art about the Chiron that said, like, miserable non-binary candy is all we deserve. And it's like, that's actually true, though.
There's just...
slush...
I grew up on DeviantArt.
Yes.
And it's just like...
Yeah.
I feel like that's... I like the idea of... There's some element where... I feel like there's a lot of people for a moment doing things that were kind of making fun of that kind of culture of DeviantArt, of just like appropriating and, you know, it's like whatever...
Like, oh, it's so cringe.
It's so funny that Tails is, like, tied up or something. But it's, like, I think that stuff is...
It's cool.
...cool and interesting. And I think what's funny is, like... So Smush Boys is this game I started, like, 2019.
Okay.
And it was the game I was working on.
I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, I've been working on it, like, hardcore in the past couple...
Yeah.
The past half a year. And then... Basically, Horse Race Test blew up in the middle of me trying to crunch getting this game done. But what's funny is, like, I feel like the fans did to Horse Race Test what I'm doing to
Nintendo
or whatever other thing. And I like the idea of being, yeah, antagonistic to, you know, it's like, yes, it's getting them
billion
to do it harder.
Dollar companies,
you know what I mean?
That are screwing us over so much. We deserve to take some of that back. That's how I feel about Sonic 2. And like I responded a lot to the Hollywoodification of Sonic.
I've sadly, people know I'm like, people know that I'm a huge Sonic fan, they're like, have you seen the new movies? I'm like, no, I haven't fucking seen the
movies.
Good
for you, Blake.
I'm not going to support
this
crap.
Good for you, Blake.
Honestly, if I went and saw Sonic talking to a cop, I would go in the theater and I'd bring a gun. I'd shoot myself right in the fucking temple.
I love you, Blake. That is,
I don't want to see those movies.
We're on the same page. I did not see it in theaters, that first one, and Sonic 2006 Club was on the books around the same time as it came out.
This is your excuse why you
watched it. I'm telling you, I'm totally on the same page with you. I did not want to fucking watch
it. You're getting canceled for watching the movie.
You should cancel me. I mean, this is what, I have to bring you my video game boss zine, or I'll send you the digital at least, because this is what it was about. I ended up making this zine about the Sonic cop movie.
Yeah.
Before I'd even seen it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is why I don't want to watch this movie, because it's copaganda. And so my zine is about Sonic as a cop.
I love that.
And like, he has a history of being a cop. There's like an old arcade game that was only in Japan where plays a traffic cop.
I've seen the illustrations from it. I've never actually played it.
Yeah, so I collaged a little of that in there. That's and so like, good. And in my head canon of the Sonic 2006 canon, our Sonic became a cop too.
Harry Potter.
Yes, it is like Harry Potter. It's the same practice. It's the same thing. And like, and you know, and that's why they are remaking Harry Potter too, because it's like
Are they making him not a cop now?
No, they're gonna just keep making him a cop, and they're gonna keep making this promoting this transphobic lady. Because they want to recapture our gay fantasies and conform it into the realm of like cis heteronormativity patriarchy that's controlled by, you know, the cops and the state. So I think it makes a lot of sense why these like billion-dollar properties like get laundered in this way. And yeah, and then so we did Sonic Party in February 29th, 2020, right? And I'm Sonic as the Joker, and I'm saying we all have COVID and we're going to spread it to the subways. I said coronavirus at the time. And then COVID lockdown happened. And so then during the, like, lockdown year of Sonic, we all watched the movie on Discord and, like, talked over it.
That was fun, yeah.
And that was kind of fun. But I have no interest in watching the fucking sequels. Like, it's in any of that shit, any of that propaganda bullshit. It's like, why? It's terrible.
It's really bad. I was talking about this. This is the thing. I have a million projects that I need to finish, but one that I've had in the back burner is I want to. This is my dream. It's never gonna happen. But I want to get hired to direct a Sonic game, and my Sonic game is Robotnik is like, and I mean, he already is an accelerationist, but he'll be like, he'll be like more like, you know, an accelerationist in the way that we understand them.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to save the Earth by turning everyone into robots. And he's like about to blow up the Earth. And I want Sonic to be the one that, you know, thwarts. I mean, it's just so crazy because when you look at like early Sonic stuff, especially like the American Sonic stuff, like he's
super anti-cop.
He's like he's like cartoonishly like, you know, like they're terrorists.
Yes.
Sonic was a terrorist.
Sonic was a terrorist.
He was a left-wing terrorist.
Yeah.
Like in the Archie comics and shit like that.
Yes, of course.
And that's so freaking cool.
No, and my quintessential Sonic game is Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, because it's a sexual awakening one with Big Titty Rouge the Bat. Shout out. But it's also, you raise the little chows, and you do the hero in the dark paths, and you realize the, like, pros and cons of both. And then the Shadow the Hedgehog game goes into that even further.
Yeah.
And so I love Shadow as this, like, figure of the dictatorship of the proletariat. because it's this chaos, and that is what chaos control is. Yeah. Chaos control is a dictatorship of the proletariat.
I love it.
And so I see Shadow as this, like, more proletarian figure, maybe, and then Sonic could, so the whole tribunal...
Are you saying he's lib?
Yes, but that's what the tribunal for Sonic the Hedgehog 6 Club was about, was, like, can he be re-educated from, like, can we re-educate this cop, or do we have to kill this cop?
That's, I love that.
So that's the, so in the tribunal, in the most, we want to redo it again, but people voted to kill Sonic.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sonic has a million lives, so we'll see what happens with that. considering doing, like, I shouldn't tease about the, maybe I'll tease the theme for the next one. We're thinking about doing Dante's Inferno.
Oh, he's just in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. And does he, well, I guess I'll have to stay tuned to see if he escapes
figure out
or
what,
not.
What happens.
Or if he goes into, like, some worse version of something even worse than Dante's Inferno.
But, I mean, that's what's so beautiful. I mean, I feel like, we're really in line with, like, kind of, like, MF Doom or, like, these, like, New York weirdos who are just, like, reclaiming, like,
just take that
stuff
thing.
And remaking our own versions. And I love DeviantArt, genuinely. It's always been a very sincere passion of mine. Like, I would do the internet Yamaichi and print out IRL DeviantArt stamps. And
it's so fun. I mean, I think... It's just like, I don't know, there's something where I feel like the way in which people, it's complex, but there's something that feels, I don't know, there's something that feels like it's both anti-capitalist and capitalist to, because you're like advertising for this thing,
yeah.
But you're also making just like, you know, like I'm, I don't know, but like, does seeing Lois Griffin, like, tied up and her feet are, like, in your face, is that good for Fox or not? Like I think there's, like, right. Such, like, a weird complication with all this stuff, and I like being in this
murky zone. I think it does. I
murky
think
zone.
The creator of Gundam has talked about, like, how Fujoshi is, like, make Gundam what it is.
It's interesting.
And, like, I think a lot about the Fujoshi economy, obviously, and, like, I think it's a really beautiful thing, and making fan art's a beautiful thing, and it's just cool that people have gravitated to your thing so strongly.
I just like that it's like there could just be something completely separate from the original work that's, like, you know, malleable, and it becomes, and I mean, I think specifically for me, because I make games and I like thinking about interactivity, I like thinking, and because Horse Race Test, it's not, I'm going to say, like, literally interactive, even though I would say it is, but, like, to most people, it's not literally interactive. You're not, like, pressing buttons on a thing, but the interactivity comes through the kind of expressive behavior that you can have on top of all of that, which I think is, I think that's,
totally.
Like, the focus.
And
I
you,
think,
you come out of this, like, DIY scene that is also, like, in New York City, like, and in person, and, like, I really loved you did a room at the haunted house.
Oh yeah.
With the jerk off game. What's that one called?
I don't know if I ever gave a name to it, but I had this weird room at this Halloween party where the overall concept was there's this Killer 7 meme from Craigslist.
Oh, right.
And the meme is like about basically a guy asking guys to come over, and they're like, yeah, they have to be within this age range, so they're impressionable enough to understand that Killer 7 is actually a very genius game. They can't be too old, and obviously they can't be too young, but it was in a, you know, kind of a funny age range, and he was just like, I just want you to play the game, and, you know, don't mind me if I walk in the room naked, or if I'm pleasing myself or whatever, you know.
Wow.
So it's like not a sexual thing, but it could be a sexual thing, but you just mostly wanted people to, and it's a scary image of Killer 7 on a CRT. So I set up Killer 7 on my Wii, and then so basically, like, the idea of the room was, it was like kind of like, I don't know, who's the director of, like, those 90s Batman movies, not Tim Burton, the other is it Joel Schumacher?
Oh, I don't remember.
Is the same? But like, I like those like those Batman, like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's like they're strung Batman out forever. Drug, you know, like, ooh, it's like neon drug, like freak out. Right. And I like, oh, it's like a cult. It's like a cult around this Killer 7 meme. And it's like all the guys that he's lured were just strung out like from playing Killer 7. And then there's one guy sitting in a corner. So there are like these big scarecrows me and my friends made that were like the strung out Killer 7 addicts.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy made of two TVs, and he's kind of like a Frankenstein's monster. I think sometimes he just calls himself Frankenstein, but it's two TVs stacked on top of each other. And one, the middle one, the bottom one, has it's cycling images of different ripped Frankensteins, and then the top one is this like kind of like Nickelodeon Face. I don't know if you remember Face.
Yeah, of course.
But Face. It's kind of like that, but it's like looks like a little bit more like a Baki illustration. And he's like kind of like he kind of like scrunches his face, and below in his seat is a joystick, and if you waggle the joystick, he's like basically is like he talks about how you're jacking off. He's like,
are you doing
like,
a good job?
You're Frankenstein's going to come. I think he cycles between calling himself Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Okay, very good.
And then there's just like a bunch of jackhammer noises. And the game is purposely very hard. So frequently people would just go there and they would try waggling as hard as possible and exhaust themselves.
But that's not the point necessarily.
It's whatever.
Yeah. But you get a grade. You get a printout grade.
Yeah, if you jack him off enough, you get a grade, and the receipt is as long as your score. So if you do really well, you get a really long receipt. Okay.
There's the scarecrows playing Killer 7 in the corner, and they one of them has a Popeyes.
Oh, they
and one of them has a Checkers.
I like that you keyed in on that.
Oh yeah, Bushwick as fuck, and you like you made the site specific installation of it.
And
it felt very grounded in the place we were in, and it was such a good specific concept like that is a real like art installation that should be shown somewhere else.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I really loved it.
I had fun making it. Well, it's also I did a lot of stuff at Baby Castles back from like 2017 to 20, like close to 2020, like 2019, late 2019.
Yeah.
And I love doing installations and stuff like that. And since Baby Castles stopped, I just haven't had really. I've done like other arcade installations, but I've not. That was the most involved thing I had done since Baby Castles. And I was like so happy to have done it.
And it's just for one fucking night.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a shame.
There's some element where it is a shame, but then it's also like, oh, that's when everyone goes there and then people can perform the game. You know what I mean? And then everyone's watching people perform the game.
They don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah. Which I like that kind of element. And, you know, I wish some things could stay up for longer, but there's something where it's also like, once I've done it, I'm like, that's it. Okay.
Well, it's really wonderful. I'm wondering if you want to shout out any plugs or anything.
What do I want to plug?
Before we wrap up.
What do I want to shout out?
Do you have any events coming up that you're doing?
Or
should they just follow the horse race test?
Just follow horse race test. Follow me on x.com.
Get in that Discord with 10,000 teenagers.
Oh, yeah. And also, if you're in the city, I do a play test at Wonderville. So if you're a game developer, you can bring your games. If you just want to check out and see what people are bringing, you can see what people are doing in New York City, which is one of my favorite things to do, and it's on the 26th of August, and then got one the 30th of September, so
that's
whichever.
Great.
It happens the last Tuesday of every month,
I have the zine fair here at Intercom on the 30th. You're welcome to table it if you want to.
Well, what, it's on the 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
And, yeah, it's going to be here, and Yeah, the lineup shaped up really good.
Wait, is it the same day as the playtest?
No. You said yours was the 26th.
This is it's also on the,
August. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I could do.
No worries. I'll email you. But you should just set up whatever you want.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. If you want to set up here, you're welcome. But yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I've been meaning to ask you, and I actually called it on the Vape Kid episode. I was like, Blake's the next guest. I know it. I just know it.
Vape Kid. Oh yeah. Also check out Vape Kid if you didn't from the last episode.
Oh my God. So many great fucking weirdos. I'm so glad we're all connected. Thanks everyone.
Vape Kid Junior.
Vape Kid Junior. Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. We're getting played out. This is kind of nice. Let's have fun, everyone.
Let's have fun. Lots of fun.